You will be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and glance. I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair. Everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help
you. Hey, buddy, how are you? Happy Thursday.
It's always a happy Thursday.
Meaning it's almost Friday, meaning that makes me happy.
Meaning it's almost time for next Thursday to do this.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's one way to look at it.
It's funny how the fun and games just bleeds together.
Just all comes together. So much fun and games. And
yeah.
What do we have here? We have Wicked, right?
Let's jump in.
Let's jump in.
That's the sweet, good voice of the future Glinda, the Good Witch of the North.
Ah, the Good Witch.
And she is introducing herself to her new roommate, I think, or certainly a compatriot in the witchdom as a teenager. That would be Elphaba, who turns out to be the Wicked Witch of the West. When they both grow up, they have their ups and downs, ins and outs. And that's what Wicked is all about, a prequel, if you will, to The Wizard of Oz, about, you know, what happens when the Wicked Witch of the West actually gets to know Glinda the Good before they're grown up. Witches. And this is opening weekend. Actually, it's on stage tonight at the Music Hall downtown.
This is the original cast.
No, it's not the original.
Okay.
It is? Have you read something I haven't?
I have not.
Well, folks, this is a cast proof. It could be the original cast.
Yes.
You look perplexed.
Yes.
This is what happens when you actually do work outside of the office.
Yes.
And I don't. You see, you just need to kind of go with it. But in any event, I promise sterling performances by talented touring Broadway show vets. I thought... Everybody loves The Wizard of Oz,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do. Yes,
I mean,
they do.
What
and they should.
And they should and they do. But, I mean, where is it going? I mean, are we going to get a Toto take on this eventually? I mean, this could go on. Long after we're gone, they'll be thinking of ways to revisit The Wizard of Oz. And this is a great way to do it. I saw this show 2 or 3 years ago when it came through town. Highly entertaining. Showstoppers, big production numbers, and it's funny.
And that bad witch in the original telecast when I was a kid just absolutely just mortified
me. That Margaret Hamilton?
Yeah, right.
Well, I told just you the story.
Absolutely,
haven't I?
Like you'd be so tense you couldn't see straight.
Well, I got to tell you, have I not shared this with you?
I hope.
I won't give you the 20-minute version. Here's the 10-second version. It's in black and white at home. I'm a kid in the living room. I find an excuse to get up and go find my mom, who's in the bathroom. You know, well, she's not. No, she's somewhere in there. She's somewhere else where the TV isn't. And I just sort of just kind of spend some time with her. And I figured, well, I think the Wicked Witch is probably done now. And I went back and I saw my friends, the Tin Woodsman and the Scarecrow.
Yes.
And I was very scared of Margaret Hamilton.
She was good.
She was good.
She was really
and
good.
So is Wicked. Check it out this week and next weekend as well at the Music Hall.
My goodness. What do we have here?
Ooh, spooky stuff. I just want to get this out of my system. I want to drink your blood.
Yeah, there you go.
Dracula.
Very good.
Dracula, the Journal of Jonathan Harker. It's a one-actor play about, that's right, the Prince of Darkness. Who else? From the novel Dracula, published in 1897, authored by Bram Stoker. It's up and at him on the stage of the Coterie Theater at Crown Center. Which is, we think of as children's theater, but it's really children's, young adult, everybody theater. Their assessment is that if you're 10 or older, you won't be totally petrified. You won't have nightmares. But I don't know about that. This is the story of Dracula, the traditional story told in a very untraditional way.
Wow.
The book, have you ever read Dracula?
I have not.
Okay, I'd highly recommend it. It's a lot more readable than Frankenstein, actually, because it's what we used to call in English class an epistolary novel. It's actually the whole thing, it's letters. It's letters, it's journal entries.
Ah.
And so everything we learn about the story of Dracula is written by, in the novel itself, written by a guy named Jonathan Harker, who's an Englishman who gets called on a business trip to, you know, somewhere in Transylvania or somewhere way over there. And he goes to Castle Dracula, and every day he spends there gets weirder and stranger and eventually quite horrifying.
That's the biggest word I've ever heard you use on this telecast.
Dracula?
No, that
epistolary.
Epistolary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometime I'll find a reason to say pistol packing mama
that,
if I haven't already.
That impressed me, yeah, coming from you.
Well, yeah. Hey, well, we can stop now.
So is that the coterie?
It's at the coterie. The actor is Zachary Andrews. Very athletic performance, very unconventional staging. He hangs upside down. He goes shirtless. There's fangs. There's crosses. There's snarls.
Wow.
And it's told from the point of view of this guy who becomes a victim or nearly becomes a victim of the count.
How can anyone stay away after that kind of buildup?
I'll see
That's
you there.
What Brian McTavish brings to the weekend to-do
yep.
list. All
yep.
Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. Let's move on to Saturday Night Live alum Tim Meadows is going to be in town.
Tim Meadows. If you know him, you know him. If you don't know him, you recognize him. If you saw him, he was
the ladies' man guy.
He was the ladies' man.
The ladies'
exactly.
man guy, yeah.
He actually made a movie about that Saturday Night Live character, the ladies' man. He was on there for 10 years or so until he walked away 10 or more years ago. And he made
was it that long ago?
I think so, pretty much. But we'll talk a little bit more about Tim. Tim is doing stand-up more these days. So let's listen to Tim Meadows telling an interviewer about his worst show ever.
There was about 12 people in the audience, very unhappy gamblers. They didn't know who I was. And usually my first line is, I know what you're thinking, what is Don Cheadle doing here? Which usually gets a big response from the audience. And some guy went, who's Don Cheadle? And I said to myself, I'm screwed. And so I got no laughs, got into an argument with a guy in the audience over Obama. And I, instead of finishing, I had about 10 minutes left in my show, and instead of leaving the stage, I said, I'm going to just stand up here on stage until everybody in the audience leaves because I don't ever want to see you again, and I have to complete my 50 minutes of performance. So I'm going to stand here, and you can just leave.
He's at Sanford & Sons.
He is. Tim Meadows. Doesn't sound very happy there, but you can catch him, and he'll make you happy tonight, Friday, Saturday night, Sanford & Sons Comedy Club at the Legends.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N.
Man, what's happening here?
It's Beer Fest.
Beer Fest.
At the ballpark.
At the ballpark.
And is that Garth Brooks telling us how it's fun to run and drink beer at the same time?
That's a good guy to tell you that.
You can stand still, you can run, but you will have 200 beers from more than 50 breweries and food and stuff. Starting at 1:30 afternoon into the early evening at Community America Ballpark, the baseball home of the T-Bones. It's Saturday.
All right.
Nights in white satin. Never reaching the end. Letters I've written.
That's the Moody Blues, and they're still together. Just amazing to me.
It's a good thing.
Original members are going to be here in town.
It's a good thing. I'm cheating. This is a Monday event. It's sort of, you know, beyond the weekend. It's the Moody Blues. I've seen them several times over the years. Classic rock with three of the original members.
Wow.
Justin Hayward, the voice of the Moody Blues, John Lodge and Graham Edge, 8 o'clock Monday night. It's sold out. If you're going, you know who you are. If you're not going, sadly, you know who you are. Try to get a ticket. Wonderful, memory-laden,
fun to see, yeah.
Rock and roll thing to do, for sure.
That's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. Again, you can find all of his recommendations on our website, kcur.org. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Always good to have you here.
Yep.
Tomorrow on the show, we'll take a look at the history of the Sunflower Ammunition Plant and get some personal stories from former workers, plus the latest editions of A Fan's Notes and 90 Mile View. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. For KCUR, I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.
Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed, with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore.